Good evening, traders. Today is July 4th, 2019. I'm JD, your mobile trader, and this is the Mobile Trader Podcast. I'm coming to you from Grand Junction, Colorado. Hopefully everyone is having an outstanding 4th of July. Well, guys, let's get right to it. It's almost time to trade. This will be the first, actually Friday the 5th will be the first day back from the holiday, and investors are anxiously awaiting Friday's non-farm payroll report. The assumption is that weaker jobs data will be the catalyst for a July rate cut. What are your thoughts? My thoughts are that we will need to still seek yield regardless of a rate cut, a hold, or an ease, or a bump. Equities, options, forex, crypto, bonds, there are opportunities in multiple markets. So we're going to search for yield. We'll seek alpha, all those cliche statements, but the idea is we're looking for return on investment. And building off of the opportunities theme, let's jump into the watch list for... Okay, we have two trade alerts for Friday's watch list. Both are options plays, swing trades to the long side. So basically, we're buying calls. First company is Bank of America, ticker symbol BAC. Wednesday's close was $29.04. We're looking for a move to the upside. The trade is the August 2nd, 2950 weekly call option. It was trading at 53 cents by 56 cents. Your projected cost is $56 per contract. And we're looking at the ask price, but this will adjust as the market opens. We're risking 40% to earn 40%. So we'll put a 40% stop in and you look to capitalize and gain 40% on this option play. So you would add 40% to your $56 investment, whether you buy one contract or multiple contracts. The trade duration, we're looking at 1 to 13 days. And earnings is on July 17th, so you want to close your trade at least a day prior. If you hit your earnings mark prior to that, shut it down. If it happens the first day that you put the trade on, take profit, move on. Next company, we're looking at Microsoft. This Microsoft trade will be a tad bit more expensive than the Bank of America trade, and its ATR, which is average true range, is a little bit wider. So here's the layout. We're looking at the August 2nd, $139 weekly call. That 139 strike is trading at, or was trading at, 272 by 278, 2.72 by 2.78. So your projected cost is $278 per contract. We're risking 40% to earn 40%. Trade duration again is the same as the Bank of America parameter, 1 to 13 days, and earnings are projected to occur on July 17th. So you want to close this trade at the latest one day prior to earnings. So we're looking at, if you hit your goal, close it. If that happens in the first hour, the first 2 or 3 days, but either you're going to let it kind of play out and set your stops and set your 40% stop or whatever you're comfortable. Your risk assessment is key. So I'm at the 40-40 threshold right now. So guys, paper trade this. You can write it out or you can go to a virtual trade machine and just get comfortable with making these trades and putting these trades on. And for beginners, to make this trade, it's called buy to open, BTO. That's how you put the trade on. We can walk you through it a little bit later, but I just want to give you that information. Guys, here's my current portfolio or what I'm currently trading. I'm currently in August calls in Bank of America. I'm in ExxonMobil July calls as well. I'm in Canopy Growth, CCG, July puts. I'm still in Boeing July puts. And I'm in Deutsche Bank August puts. Okay, traders, that's a wrap for the 4th of July. We're just going to wrap this up and you guys look forward to the 5th and see what you can find in that market. So happy trading. I'll check in with you guys from Billings, Montana. Have a good one.